So we have Kelly Fraser, who is a young Inuttedut singer, a songwriter, and is well known by her talent in music. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Good afternoon.
So Kelly, I hear that you're coming to Labrador soon. Can you give us a little bit details about your trip?
Yes, thank you, Lavinia. I am going to 5 communities in Labrador, and I think my first stop is in Nain. November 10th, 6 p.m., I will be performing. So I hope to see all of you guys there at the JS Center. The next following day, November 11th, I'll be going to the JS Center for a workshop from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for kids K to 6. And then on that 10 a.m. to 12 a.m., I'm doing a workshop with kids grade 7 and up. So I'm really looking forward to making an Inuktitut song with my beautiful Labrador drum that I bought from Stanley Nukasak and Labrador Inuk, who makes these drums. So I'm very excited. I'm going to the land where my drum comes from because they're made a little bit differently than in Nunavut, but I'm very proud of my drum, and I can't wait to make some songs in Inuktitut with the kids. And not only that, I'm looking forward to singing my songs to the community. I have a lot of things to say about being Inuk in Inuktitut, things to say about being Inuk in Canada, and how we face a lot of difficulties with racism, our land, seal hunting. So I'm very looking forward to spreading my messages on how proud I am to be an Inuk who eats seal, who is strong and resilient enough to not pay attention to negativity, or I do pay attention to racism and lateral violence. So, and I do point it out, and I only hope the more we point out inequality in Canada, the better our lives will be as Inuit.
I'm really excited to finally meet you when you do arrive.
I can't wait to meet you either.
So, where are the other communities along the coast where you will be traveling besides Nain?
So I will be going to Hopedale, I'm going to Muckovic, I'm going to Goose Bay, Rigolet, and yes, your community of Nain.
So, from the last time when we spoke, you released your new CD.
I released Setna, my second album, and Setna is the goddess of the sea, traditionally named Nulerip, but I like to call her Setna.
So, what will your fans see in your new album?
In my album, I'll be singing about going kayaking in the sea with my drum. I make traditional songs as well as making pop songs, and I believe we have the power of keeping our tradition and songs alive by making new songs. So I look forward to singing a couple of those traditional songs in my language, my own, and songs from my ancestors. And I will be singing about love. I'll be singing about the love of my land and how I want to protect it. I have a song called Fight for the Rights, and I think a lot of people in Labrador will feel the way I feel because you guys are currently fighting a fight with the land, with Muskrat Falls. And in Nunavut, for us, we had a land referendum vote on whether we want to sell land to people forever, because right now we have 100-year leases. And 2 years ago, I made this song called Fight for the Rights, and I told people to vote no, because as much as we Inuit want to own land forever, we don't currently make a lot of money, and we are 80% of Nunavut, but non-Inuit in Nunavut make $20,000 more than Inuit, and I just can see that we would not be the ones buying land. And someday I hope, if we do ever sell land, that we Inuit will be prosperous in 20 years or 25 years. So I wrote this song to protect our land, and there was a vote a weekend before I released it. I released it a weekend before the vote, so everyone in Nunavut voted no, and I'm very proud of that, so I'm looking forward to sharing my story that when we're given a choice, we really stand up together against this concept that we need to sell off our land right now, right away. I don't believe that. I believe it's to be shared, and I believe someday when Inuit are prosperous, maybe we'll decide, you know, this is a good time, but right now, with how I see Nunavut and Inuit there, I want to tell them I think we should wait, and I'm very proud of my people that they voted no, and it's still a battle to come. We have to vote every 5 years. But anyway, there's that song, and there's a song about seal hunting, because I grew up eating seal raw, cooked. I grew up wearing sealskin boots and making sealskin mitts, and I know that we only take what we need, and there are people that don't like seal hunting, and they try to ban sealskin in America and Europe, and I made a song called Looking for a Seal, because I think the rest of the world should wear sealskin, the rest of the world should enjoy our culture and our food. So I'm telling activists to leave us alone. That's kind of the chorus. Leave us alone.
For your new album, where can people get your album to?
I'll be bringing CDs. I can always be Facebook messaged on my Kelly Fraser official page for CDs to be mailed. But my album is also on iTunes, Spotify. It's on Google Play and all those other online streaming sources. So, and if you go on YouTube, you can also see my songs. But yeah, I'll be bringing albums, and I'll also be bringing my documentary North Star, so I'll be selling those as well. Yeah, my documentary is over half an hour, and it's about me leaving my community to become a star. And it's funny because I'm flying to Winnipeg. That this documentary was 3 years ago, and I now live back in Winnipeg, and I'm currently taking on tours. I'm currently writing contracts to go in countries like Dubai. I'm given a lot of opportunities to go sing more in the Yukon, Northwest Territories, Labrador, so I'm very proud of my album. And well, the thing is, I have only my people to thank for teaching me my culture and language in Senekiluk, so I always give them a shout out whenever I'm on these radio interviews. So yeah, I'm proud to be from Senekiluk, Nunavut. I'm proud Inuk, and I only hope to spread that by teaching Inuktitut lyric making workshops to kids. And I also encourage people of all ages to come. I hope we can have an elder there, because in places where we are losing our language, our elders are the knowledge keepers. And in Cambridge Bay, where they're also losing their Inuktitut language, I got an elder to come in and help us translate what we've wrote in English and put it into Inuvialuit. And I don't speak Inuvialuit, but I learned a lot that day, along with 20 to 30 or 40 kids that also came to the workshop. So I'm all about ensuring our language is being shared and taught, and that we treat it with love and care. And I believe we can make our culture stronger by reaching out to the youth and the elders. Lavinia.
It's so good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, yes.
But I am really, really happy that you're coming to Labrador, and I'm happy you're doing so well with traveling and doing what you do best. Your words are always inspirational.
Thank you. And the thing is, I've been given a lot in life, and there are a lot of Inuit who are given a lot, and it is now your responsibility to help our people with pride, with culture, with this world that continues to, so we have this new world where English and the Western views are taking over our communities, but We don't need to succumb to it. We can keep our culture strong. We can keep saying, you know, I love to share my food. I love to share my knowledge without any pain. I will just happily share with love. And the thing I'm hoping to share with my people is you have the power to help someone. You have the power to give them what they need in terms of survival and in terms of, hey, we can all teach each other how to sow, how to hunt. I used to have to reach out to people to learn that stuff, and now it's my turn to reach out to young people and tell them, you gotta reach out and you gotta keep fighting for a healthy life in this ever-changing world where we have gone through a lot, like residential school. My mother went and it affected her and us, and forced a relocation. My family was forced to relocate somewhere, and I have a feeling of longing for that land, but I'm only hoping to showcase more of the truth on what we went through with my next album, Decolonize, and I'm not going to stop making music that both is inspiring, catchy, poppy, but something that will stay in people's minds that Canada has not always been great to Inuit. We have suffered consequences of the government's actions, sovereignty, like force of relocation, so they can say, this is our country, this is Canada, and making us lose our culture through taking away our dogs and kayaks. And I'm here to say, no, we're taking it all back, and I'm telling the world the truth, and not only for our own people to know, but for other people in Canada and the rest of the world to know. And so the more we know, the more we can prevent bad things from happening in the future.
So when was the last time you performed, and how was the turnout?
So in Winnipeg, I performed for many places. So the last time I performed was at the Polish Festival. There was probably, 300 people there? And before that, I've been performing for smaller stages, and the last big stage was Ruslandia, and I had a great time over there in Victoria in September,
So we're all looking forward for you to coming to Labrador. Would you like to add anything else, Kelly?
I would like to say you are beautiful, you are talented, you come from a people of pure resilience in the harshest part of the world. You are amazing. You're alive, and just keep being amazing. Come see my workshop. Come and sing in Inuktitut. If you know how to drum, come with your drum. I'd love to see more and more. If you know how to drum, you can use mine. And thank you so much for this opportunity to go on the radio and speak to Nunatsiavumut.
Lakome Kale.
Lakome Lavinia Ullohatserit. Have a great day.
Have a good day too. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. I'm so excited. We're actually in a couple days. It's November 7th. Yeah. 7, 8, 9, 10. 3 days.
3 days. So hopefully I'll see you around in a few days.
Yes. Okay. See you very soon.
Thank you, Kelly, for the interview, and have a good day.
Yes, have a great one. Bye.
Bye.